Hi, this is Tales of the Resistance. I'm Bella Brining, part of the I Am Responsible team working in digital content creation. I'm here with Mara Zelt.
Hey, everybody. I'm the project manager with I Am Responsible. Great to be here with you today.
And Amber Patterson.
Hi, I'm Amber. I'm the multimedia graphics designer for the I Am Responsible project, and I'm looking forward to learning from the experts today.
That sounds really great. I'm excited to learn more as well. But before we do, got to get our ducks in a row, guys. I got to know what Amber was up to this weekend.
Well, I stayed in. It was great weather, but I decided to just shut myself in and I watched scary movies all weekend. It was awesome.
I think one of my favorite scary movies is The Blair Witch Project. I don't know why. I know it's boring, but I really like it.
That movie gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I love it. Love it.
How did you find it so many years later, Bella?
My mom is also quite into horror movies, and we would watch the one she had seen growing up. So like Children of the Corn, Blair Witch. We watched those when I was pretty young.
Children of the Corn, is that because you're from Nebraska that she had you watch that? Have you been walking around in a cornfield ever since?
I did detassel.
Oh, so man.
I feel like it was full circle. And sometimes I felt like that corn was coming alive.
You hear some weird noises when you're in there. Mm-hmm. Things like very small critters, I think, can make big noises down in the underground.
I think the most terrifying was when the farmers would have dogs that would just run through the fields. And they're always huge dogs. So they would just come barreling through the corn and you did not know if you were going to get mauled by a bear. You did not know if you were going to corn bowl you. It was terrifying. And then it'd just be a dog.
I haven't had a dog in the field with me. The last time I was in when the corn was still up, like we were this weekend sampling on a field that had been harvested. But the last time I was in when the corn was still standing, I was being stalked by a toad, as it turned out. Like there was this noise, this rustling sound that kept, you know, just behind me, and I was by myself. And
it always surprises me when I talk to people my age. I assumed detasseling was like a universal experience, but it's less common than you would think.
Yeah, I never did it, although I didn't live in Nebraska at that time of my life either, so, or any of the corn producing regions. I was living in Wyoming at that, you know, because most people do it at the sort of early high school, late middle school era.
Yeah. I think the movie, like a coming of age movie about detasseling. I'll stand by that. I'm going to write the script myself, but I feel like.
Copyright that. Don't.
Yeah, don't put this on the podcast, but I'm just saying I'm going to make a really indie movie about detasseling. It's going to be awesome. Maybe Wes Anderson-esque.
I love Wes Anderson. Although you may be able to get like Alexander Payne to do it since he's from Nebraska and is like interested in Nebraska stuff. So, write the script and call him up and see.
That's why I'm doing this podcast, to get discovered, right?
Okay, Bella, focus. That's not why we're doing this podcast. We're here to learn about AMR. So, who do we have coming up today?
Today we have quite the world traveler, Dr. Okella, which has 10 years of work and research experience across Africa, Europe, and the United States. He is doing research that is to promote antimicrobial stewardship in the livestock industry, focused on understanding the distribution and risk of antimicrobial resistance in livestock and agriculture. So this is work I'm really excited for. I feel like it's kind of tying everything together we've been talking about in the past podcast. So what are you guys feeling today?
Absolutely, absolutely. And antibiotic stewardship is a topic that we haven't got to touch on that much in some of the other conversations, but is a big part of how AMR is being addressed in both human and animal care industry. So this is going to be a good conversation.
I'm very excited. So without further ado, let's get into our convo.
Hey, Dr. Okello. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to go ahead and get started. So if you want to introduce yourself, let us know your name and what you do.
My name is Emmanuel Okello. I'm assistant professor and a CE specialist at UC Davis School of Veterinary Medicine.
Could you expand on how that relates to antimicrobial resistance a little bit more?
The main work we've been doing been on surveillance on antimicrobial drug use and resistance as well on dairy farms here in California. So we've been looking at how the producers, we use different tools for our surveillance research. We do actually going to the farm, taking samples and bring it back to the lab, and we look at isolate the organisms, test them for resistance. But also we use survey tools to kind of get to know the perspectives, the understanding and the practices of the producers, how they use antimicrobial drugs and how they understand and appreciate the challenge of antimicrobial resistance.
And you mentioned extension. For listeners who don't know, extension is kind of the public education and outreach side of universities. What does outreach look like in veterinary space for you?
We use different ways to reach out. One common method is to organize regional workshops where we invite producers to one center. We also use the opportunity to reach out to veterinarians when they have their meetings, for example, the county-based Veterinary Medical Association meetings, and other tools as well. I've been doing this for close to 3 years now, and I think the perception of the audience have changed. People really do, especially the producers, do understand the importance of the antimicrobials. These are really important compounds for raising healthy animals, and they do, majority do understand that it's important to use it judiciously.
How did you get involved in antimicrobial resistance?
Well, it started from my veterinary training. And then also when I got into practice, I practiced veterinary medicine for about 3 years. And during that time, I kind of got to appreciate the importance of antimicrobial resistance in livestock production. It's really important if you look at the history of antimicrobials and the time even before the antimicrobials were there. So you see, really, it was a big leap when antimicrobials were discovered, and the thought that in future we may not have as much of effective antimicrobials as we do now. So it's something that I feel very passionate about as a veterinarian, and also as a person who uses antimicrobials every now and then when it's necessary.
Wow, those are some good points. It's always really interesting to think about how animals are also affected by antimicrobial resistance.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Bella, that we don't think about, because we're so focused on the loss of life and the huge loss of life potential for humans, but obviously the same factors apply in animal health.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing as in humans. Animals also do fall sick every now and then, and they need to be treated. If they're not treated, their welfare is compromised, and you lose animals. So if they're not treated, so it's really important. It's the same way as important in humans, as important in for livestock and pets.
Yeah. And how do you think that's going? I mean, are you hopeful that the field of veterinary medicine is going to be up to this challenge? You talked about judicious use of antibiotics and developing some of those new tools and diagnostics that you mentioned before.
I think I'm both. I'm optimistic. I'm also concerned, but I'm more optimistic. I think when you pass the message in the right way, people do understand and people take appropriate steps. There's a lot of research going on trying to develop tools that help people to use antimicrobials more appropriately. There's also research we're going trying to get new diagnostics to guide use of antimicrobials. There's a lot of work going on trying to develop alternatives to antimicrobials and also new antimicrobial compounds. So I think I'm optimistic that if we continue working together on the challenge, it will not defeat us.
That is a great point. And that's one that's come up actually a few times during these discussions. It's all about the importance of all of us working together to meet the challenges of AMR. And is that how you got involved with the I Am Responsible team?
Yeah, when I first met the team, I think that was in Nebraska, Lincoln for a conference. And the name of the group itself, I am responsible, kind of hit it in the right place. We are all responsible for antimicrobial drug use, responsible use. So I felt it's important because this is a teamwork. If you work with more people, it's chance of reaching out, and also your message being part of the bigger group has more impact.
So what does a day in the life look like for you? A typical work day look like?
My typical work days really vary. Sometimes I'm on a farm at 4 a.m. in the morning, trying to get samples, especially if I'm working with dairy cattle. And then I'm on the farm until 10, 11, and back in the lab, processing the samples and doing the tests. Sometimes my typical day is basically in office, sitting, looking at my results or doing communication work, trying to write articles, get out the information to the public, to different stakeholders.
I guess there's really no typical days for any of us when we're talking about antimicrobial resistance. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Okello. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
That was really interesting. I had not thought about the perspective from a veterinarian, and I really feel like I learned quite a bit. What do you think, Mara?
I agree. Although, I mean, I've heard Dr. Okello speak before, so I was not super surprised at the perspective, but I think it's always an important one to share because, and I said this before too, so I'm just repeating myself, but we don't think about what it means that antibiotics won't be effective in terms of animal health, animal well-being. What does it mean for your dog if we don't have working antibiotics after they have a hip surgery? You know, it means the same thing for your dog as it does for cattle, as it does for your grandma. If antibiotics don't work, they don't work. So it's an important perspective to include, to think about.
And when we talk about these different perspectives, the thing I always like to think about during these conversations is what that brings to the team, why it is important for that I'm responsible to have a veterinarian, to have different perspectives going in, because it paints a fuller picture and it gets more science across than we would be able to do solo, dolo.
That's true.
And that's something that I think many of them have mentioned when they were talking about why they decided to join the I Am Responsible team is, you know, this recognition that it's a topic that just requires all these facets. It cannot be tackled in a silo, you know, it's such an interconnected thing. So I guess that's it for today's episode. We'll say thank you again to Dr. Okello for joining us today and looking forward to next week.
And if you thought this week was interesting, stay tuned for next time because we have Kari Nixon joining us. She's a teacher of medical humanities, and she will be joining us to talk about people's perceptions of AMR and communication surrounding AMR.
We're really, really looking forward to that one, I think. Thanks, everybody.